Wes and I actually, it was actually his idea initially, or something that he had experienced in his life. We were working together at Ars Nova in New York, and he had such a wonderful sense about him, and I had so much fun working with him. He always makes you feel safe and calm. I would want to be with him if the elevator was going down, which I feel like sometimes I have. but it was a lot of fun, and I said I wanted to do something with him again at some point. So he had this idea about a football play, and I kind of just went off and ran with it. And then I started talking to Bob, and he was nice enough to let us come down here and basically try to figure out what it is. So it's been a great experience all around.
And that's much of what's happening during this time, figuring things out, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a grand luxury, I would imagine.
Yeah, certainly. It's, I mean, you're really, for me at least, because it's so early, I'm really kind of just figuring out what it is, you know. Even if it's not this, I'll know what it is once I leave.
Well, let me stay with you for a second, because your play doesn't have a title yet, and it's still in the process. Do you know how it ends?
I have an idea, yeah.
But not sure.
We're about 50 pages in, and what we did today was basically we went through the first 20 to 25 pages of it and basically found the logical problems there that I needed to kind of go back and address. A lot of times as a playwright, you write for your first draft, it's a beautiful house that no one can live in, essentially, because, you know, you put it together and all you're thinking about is kind of this emotional journey the audience is going on and basically the things you want to see in there. And then a good director can kind of come in and say, well, you know, you don't have a bathroom. you know, the sink doesn't work. And can basically get you to see it in ways that will bring it to life, essentially.
The idea of the football project, it's about a high school football team. They're about to go to the state championship game. They're about to get a send-off, but they can't even go, right?
Yeah, they're in the bus. The first scene, essentially, they're in a bus. And this is straight from Wes's life, essentially. He was telling me about it. And as soon as he told me the story, I saw the first scene where the coach comes out and he says, you know, no matter what you go through in life, they'll never be able to take the fact away from you that you made it to the state championship. And then the principal comes on the bus and immediately takes that away from them and tells them that a student's cheated on a paper that he had to turn in, so they had to forfeit the last game. And then it's basically a town in disarray after that. It's a small Texas town that Wes had grown up in, or an amalgamation kind of a town we both grown up in, essentially.